This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the agency with a $1 trillion budget and a growing influence on abortion policy and rights of conscience, has a new secretary. The U.S. Senate confirmed Trump nominee Alex Azar Wednesday. And Sam Brownback, as a U.S. senator, led the creation of the post of Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom. He will now be the fifth such ambassador. While being roundly criticized by abortion advocates, Brownback said Wednesday, "Religious freedom is the first freedom, the choice of what you do with your own soul." At the first rumors of Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards' resignation, some pro-life advocates credit the work of investigator David DeLaden. The ensuing federal investigation into those allegations of Planned Parenthood abortion specimen procurement, marketing, and illegal profit may have proved to be too much for Richards' strategy of denial. Her allegations that undercover videos were deceptively edited has never stood up to forensic analysis. This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org.
Parents need to check twice with family and friends before listening to doctor recommendations for abortion. Parents who have refused abortions are telling touching stories at Life News about ways their children's lives have been saved from abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.